you know, the power play is the offensive creativity part, and some nights you just don't have that. You don't have that creativity. Everything's dull and boring, or you just don't have that little extra step or whatever it might be. And it looked like that on Saturday night.
We did get a penalty. Alex Batan went off for roughing about halfway through the period, killed that off.
And here's where the game changes, Dirk. Yeah. Like, I thought we were in control and doing well, and then from that point on, the rest of the period, that just really changed the game. I thought that was a key. This and Leib's penalty really was a key in the whole game, the whole outcome, even though we won, but it just really changed the whole the way the game was going.
Chris Leibanger at the 15-15 mark of the first period gets the contact to the head call and the game misconduct, so he's gone for the rest of the game. That's a very scrappy, talented defenseman gone for the bulk of the contest, and a five-minute major penalty, obviously. That was a key part of the game to make sure we killed that off.
Well, it was, and at that point, we were pretty well controlled the game, even though we got through, you know, Alex's penalty, and we got back to 5-on-5 for about 3-4 minutes, and then Chris takes the penalty, and we're going to look at the penalties today. That's one of the things we're going to do. Monday we always have video, just sort of recap Saturday. We look at Friday's video on Saturday morning. We have a meeting, and then obviously today we got to give him a day off on Sunday. NCAA rules, Dirk, you got to have a day off.
Exactly.
So we'll look at the video today, but we're going to look at all the penalties. I told our video guy, Mike Stevens, to get all the penalties, because I don't like the penalties we're taking. I really don't, and it's got to be addressed, and we cannot continue to take penalties like this against good teams. Now, some calls you're going to, I wonder what the referee's watching, but and Leib's has to learn. Even though it's like he hits him from the side, it's – anyway, and I said earlier we had to kill some 5-on-3s. I didn't mean 5-on-3s. I meant the five-minute majors, right, which sometimes can be more dangerous than a 5-on-3. But from that point on, I thought the whole – and here's a couple reasons why the complexity changes. Now you're down to only five defensemen on a Saturday night. Friday night you probably could handle it okay if you get a defenseman kicked out early, because they're fairly fresh and whatnot. But, we had to play a hard game on Friday, and then even – now all of a sudden you're down to five defensemen for Saturday's game. They're already tired because of Friday's game, and now you're asking them to play five. It might not seem like a big deal to people, but it really is, especially when you get into special team situations, because our defensemen had to kill that five-minute major. And when you kill it, it takes a lot of energy out of you to kill penalties. And I thought from that point on, we just were never the same.
Do you ever at that point in that situation think about taking somebody from the forwards and dropping them back?
Oh, definitely. Because if you get another penalty with a defenseman or what might, no doubt about it. And, we had talked about it, but, we felt, well, let's see how this goes. And for the most part, we were okay. But having said that, we saw some mistakes later in the game that are just due to mental fatigue. When you just get tired, you wear down also, and that's the point when you start making some mistakes, and we did. So but like I said, having said that, those majors really hurt us. Chris has hurt us for a couple different reasons, and then Alex Gillies obviously takes one that we'll talk about.
Yeah, we can talk
anyway
about that one.
The whole outcome of the game, the second and third period, I thought got changed because of what happened in the last half of the first period.
So as a coaching staff in that situation, on the subject of whether or not to bring somebody back, you're weighing, are we better off having a tired actual defenseman or a rested forward? That's kind of what you're weighing, correct, as far as bringing somebody back?
Well, that's it. Your forwards, probably your top guys get 15 to 16 minutes a game. So that's all they play in a game is 15 to 60 minutes. And your other guys somewhere between 9 and 11 in there. It would make sense that you could use one of those players. And where defensemen, usually they're all getting 16 and above. I think we had some guys play 20 minutes. So, and it's you're going every third shift instead of a forward, usually every fourth shift. So it adds up over time. But, we talked about it, but we just – didn't feel, you know, at the time we had anybody. We just wanted to throw back there. But we're going to practice a couple guys back there now because of that.
All right, let's keep rolling here. The Huskies up 1-0 into the second period. And Alex Batan on the power play gets a goal, his second goal on the power play, third of the season. Malcolm Gould, Shane Hanna get the assist. This comes at the 14:46 mark of period number two.
Johnson for Batan. Now over for Johnson. He'll shoot. Broke his stick. Rebound off the end wall. Shot taken wide of the net. Gould comes onto the ice. He'll hold on, and now the stick of Johnstone is laid in the way, but now it's moved aside by Gould. 11 seconds. They score! Alex Batan with the goal! And he shot it right through about five bodies in front of Matias. Huskies get a power play goal and still will be on the power play.
I know you teach them to do that. He made that one little shift, and that's why I wasn't expecting him to take the shot because it didn't look like there was anything there. Made it look like he was going to pass it over. Then all of a sudden, boom, it's in the net.
Yeah, and he shoots it too, you know. So he shoots what I call like those little BBs or Ps. I mean, they've got some zip on it. And good play by Alex. You just change the angle a little bit, but as you can hear on the call, a lot of bodies, and one of them was Reed Sturrows, and Reed did a great job. I mean, he's right on top of the goalie and taking his eyes away. So by that we mean, you know, the goalie's got to look around him. You'll see a lot of times guys will be in front of the net, but as the puck comes, they sort of move and try to tip it or deflect it so the goalie can see it. But Reed did in there. He stood right in front, and one of the best at it used to be Thomas Holmstrom of the Red Wings. I mean, he would just stand in there and get abused.
Take a beating.
And these guys shoot the puck hard, Dirk. It's no fun. You know, anybody out there, you go stand in front of the net, even with full equipment on, and you let someone take a slap shot and it hits you, it hurts. Yeah. It hurts. So I give Reed a ton of credit. But big goal. And here again, now we're on we got the power play still, and I figure, okay, now here we go again. Okay, we got a little life. We got some momentum.
That was a 5-on-3.
Yeah, 5-on-3. Yeah. Gives you some energy. So here we go.
Yeah, and the Huskies up 2-0 at that point. But Jarrett Brown gets, we're going to the third period, we're leading 2-0.
Well, but I didn't like the penalty, you know, and Alex Gillies. You know, we're rolling, and, you know, we're still on the major penalty. And then we get a penalty in the neutral zone. Hitting from behind. Well, it's the
called
new call.
Interference. 17:49 the time of the call in the second period. I'll just say it. I did not agree with the 5 minute on. I know the whole rule. I watched the video.
Yep.
I know what they're working on getting out of the game. I didn't think that was. It fell under that category.
Yeah, what the new rule is that they're trying to get away from the blind side hits is what they're calling it. So even if a player has the puck or whether he doesn't have the puck, it's not against the boards. It's just more of a, they're calling it a blind slide slash dangerous hit. And, you know, their player is sort of looking for the puck or he's got it in his feet. Alex sort of hits him from behind, so it's not a shot to the head. And I'm going to get some confirmation on that hit. I would just like to be explained if, you know, I get it, but I don't think that it wasn't a vicious hit or anything like that. Like we saw earlier in the year where the Anchorage player hits a Wisconsin guy. And I mean, the kid gets concussed and hits his head on the ice and that. I mean, this was just, you know, I don't want to say it's innocent. And Alex, it wasn't in, you know, I mean, he hit him, but it's a tough call. But regardless, I mean, hey, you know, they make the call, I get it. But, you know, there you take a 5 minute major, and any momentum you have is you know, quickly taken away from you. And we have to learn. We have to learn that we've got to, you know, understand and manage the game better, understand what's going on and when you can hit a guy and when you can't hit a guy. But that put us behind the eight ball again.
And a power play goal for Jarrett Brown from Blake Tatchell and Anthony Conti coming at the 1:39 mark of the third period.
Here's Tatchell now circling around as UAA will set it up again. Minute 15 left to go on the power play for the Seawolves. Shot taken, scores! Right in front, screened well was Phillips, and the Seawolves cut the lead in half and still have a 1:10 remaining on the major penalty.
Huskies kill off the rest of that penalty, 2-1 the score at that point. And what were you thinking at that time, Coach?
Well, to kill the next minute, yeah, you know, to refocus and make sure we can kill that next minute of the power play. I like their power play. They've got a dangerous power play, and they made some little adjustments going into Saturday. But I thought we did a real good job killing that five-minute major off for the most part. And they got a CNI shot from a point guy. We didn't block the shot. And, you know, just like Alex Patan's goal, they had a lot of there's a lot of traffic in front of the net, and it's found its way in. But, you know, now you get a one-goal game, and game on.
Then at the 13:56 mark of the period, Blake Pianella takes a tripping call is what they actually have on here, and then a 10-minute misconduct.
Yeah, and it could have been slashing. You know, he sort of slashes a stick out of his hands, and then he trips. And it was a good call. It's a good penalty, you know. I think we had a tough shift right before that. We were a little frustrated. We were frustrated. You know, our guys, you know, we're going to have to learn to play with, you know, with